How can we be victorious in the face of overwhelming evil? How can we be victorious when there are those who seemingly have power over every part of our lives and are gaining more and more and more every day? How can we become those victorious people when Satan, by all the powers that he has on this earth, began accusing the church and began accusing the brothers and sisters of the church, bringing up things from their past which God has forgiven and God has forgotten, but the world does not forget and Satan does not forget and brings up against us? How can we overcome in the face of a vast mind that is recording everything we do and storing it until that time we become a person of interest to them, and then they just bring up the file and there it is? How are we victorious over that? Well, in the book of the Revelation of Jesus Christ, it was revealed to John that Satan was cast down to the earth. But when he was cast down to the earth, he was in a rage, and he became the accuser of the brethren, of those people who proclaimed the name of Jesus Christ. And he was coming down with all his accusations and all the old sins and denying the grace of God in the lives of people whom God had forgiven. And this is what it says. This is how people overcame this in Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. And they overcame Satan by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. See, they overcame him by the sure knowledge that their sins were covered by the blood of the Lamb. Oh, friend, if you don't have that assurance that God has forgiven your sins and that all your sins are under the blood of the Lamb, they are forgiven and God has forgotten him and he will not judge us. He is the one who will judge and he is the one to whom we are going to answer. But he's not the one who will be accusing us. It will be Satan and those who know of our past life. Stand firm, overcome, be victorious in the blood of the Lamb and know that your sins are forgiven. And don't give in to accusations. And by the word of their testimony, it says. You see, their testimony became more important than their lives. The devil cannot stand the truth of our testimony, and people can't either. They will stop their ears and rush on us with gnashing teeth. But the people that overcame did not love their lives unto the death, because we know that this life is just temporary, and our testimony about Jesus Christ is more important than our life. Do I sound pretty radical? Well, I guess I am. But not more radical than what it shows us in the Bible. Let us dwell in the Holy Spirit and have confidence in the grace of God and the blood of the Lamb, the blood of Jesus, that our sins have been forgiven and that God is our judge and no one else. And let us have a clear and strong testimony about Jesus Christ. And let us love God and love His Word more than our own lives. We will become overcomers. We will be victorious in the name of Jesus and by the power of the Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Father in heaven, make us victorious. We have received grace through the blood of the Lamb. We have confidence in that grace. We have a testimony in our heart about what you have done for us through Jesus Christ, your Son. And that testimony we will stand by as long as life remains. And no one can take that away from us. Help us to be victorious. O Lord God, Lord of hosts, in Jesus' name, amen.